the 1940s were not only an important time in our nation's history, but they were an important time for the Union Terminal. For example, in 1944, there were more than 34,000 people and about 200 trains that came through the Union Terminal on a daily basis. And so not only is the 1940s a period of time that had a lot of things going on nationally, regionally, but they are a crucial period. In fact, you could even say the height of the Cincinnati Union Terminal's history.
And along with troops there, they had a USO office that handed out donuts and coffee, I guess.
We did. In 1941, Union Terminal actually became home to the USO's first Troops in Transit Lounge, where they did hand out coffee and donuts and allow traveling troops a place to relax and rest a little bit.
What are some of the happenings that people will be able to enjoy this weekend at the Museum Center's 1940s weekend?
First of all, when visitors arrive at Cincinnati's historic Union Terminal building, they will be greeted by vintage 1930s and 1940s automobiles that will be lined up in front of the building. And for big band music and swing dance lovers, we're going to have live music both days. On Saturday, August 10th, we're going to have the Jump and Jive Show Band. They'll be playing some big band music. And on Sunday, August 11th, the P&G Big Band Group arrives and provides another opportunity for folks to listen and dance to some live big band music. Of course, when people think of the 1940s, they will, of course, think about World War II. The 1940s were, in many ways, dominated by the war, and we're going to have a number of programs and events that will be tailored towards World War II. We'll have displays of World War II weapons and equipment. We've invited representatives from the Cincinnati chapter of Tuskegee Airmen. We'll also have the Butler County Warbirds and the Tri-State Warbirds Museum. And we'll also have folks from the General Cable Corporation. They did something pretty interesting during the war. It was actually called Operation Pluto, where they had placed a diesel fuel tube between England and France, and they're based out of the Cincinnati regional area.
And you're going to have two Holocaust survivors there talking about their horrific experiences as captives of the Nazis.
Yes, Steve. In conjunction with the Center for Holocaust and Humanity Education, we are extremely honored to have two Holocaust survivors come and speak about their experiences. These talks are going to take place on Saturday. It'll be starting at 3 and Sunday beginning at 2 p.m.
In addition, you're going to be showing some classic films in the Newsreel Theater.
We will. During the World War II era and the 1940s, the Cincinnati Union Terminal's Newsreel Theater was used for showing newsreels, for showing cartoons, and showing movies. And we will be doing the same. These will be free to the public, and we will have everything from classic movies to newsreels to classic cartoons and various documentaries as well.
The Cincinnati Museum Center's 1940s weekend runs from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. on Saturday and from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. on Sunday. I'm Steve Hirschberg.